Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
In the far future, people should remember you're not alone on the road. Your rear view mirrors are supposed to be there so you know who's around you. If you're in somebody's way, for heaven's sakes, get out of the way. If you need to get through, do you blink your lights at people?
No. My father is a light blinker, and I just think that's obnoxious.
Well, what if somebody is in your way and you're coming down the road? They're going 10 miles slower than you are. You're going the speed limit, and you're kind of caught between cars. No flashing of
lights. No. I'll say a lot of things about them in the privacy of my own vehicle, but I will not flash my... As long as my kids aren't in the car. And I will not flash my lights. I cannot bring myself to do that.
Well, I think you can, with people, so many people have guns and anger issues. It's not a good idea to be upsetting people you don't know.
I get over in the left lane on Route 15, right around Bucknell, where it slows down through there. It goes from 55 to 45 to 40 to 30, 40 to 35
right.
as you get
yes.
towards Route 45 if you're traveling north. And I will eventually get in the left lane because I frequently need to make a left turn. And I have had so many people get up behind me and tailgate me and I have been passed on the right and with, various and sundry hand gestures and whatnot because I'm doing 45 or 50 in what is the 40 to 45 speed limit. Zone. I have seen so many people get pulled over in that. I do not want a ticket from the Buffalo Valley Regional Police Force. Thank you. That is why I am only doing 50 miles an hour in a 45.
And you know what? Those cops up there, I'm going to give them kudos. Those cops up there are doing a heck of a job. As we were just talking, we travel Route 45 and 15 all the time. That's where the Buffalo Valley Police are very active.
Yes.
And right before this last holiday, I kept telling people who stopped at my house, please remember, this is a day you've got to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
Not only, or let's say speed limit. This is not a day to speed. It's not a day to dawk around.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not a day to be drinking and driving. Because that weekend, I think every cop and every cop's family were driving police cars.
Probably.
And they were everywhere. And they had people stopped, and I commend them for that.
Yeah, and I see them there all the time. Of course, they're never there when there's somebody, blowing by me. It's like you're driving along, and you're like, where's a cop when you need one? But I have seen them pulling over a whole lot of folks. But it's not going to be me, because I have lived here too long. I know better.
Well, I just commended the cops, and there were some emails that came in yesterday, and I'd kind of like to get through some of them.
Go for it.
We have to kind of go back and remember what we were talking about. Yesterday, Ben was talking about, we were talking about police killings and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and an unsigned letter said, he feels, that is Ben, that police aren't killing people in record numbers, but the facts prove otherwise. Police killings of citizens is at a 40-year high. More than 680 people have been killed by police so far this year. 25 of them were black and unarmed. The FBI has never recorded more than 460. Now, if those are honest figures, and we assume they are, that came in the email, something's going on. I don't know what
yeah.
it is, because as I just said a few moments ago, I think the cops do a magnificent job.
It's a hard job. It's a job I don't want. That's
oh
for sure.
Gosh, it would scare me to death to just stop somebody because you never know what's going to happen. But on the other hand, is there and I've heard this said, that there may be kind of a military aspect coming into the police force, where instead of serving and protect, it's more of a military presence. And that may trigger people to do something they wouldn't normally do.
Well, and there's probably there are definitely two sides to that. That's probably the case, but at the same time, you have to look at what do police forces, particularly in larger cities than, and you know, not that it couldn't happen here, but it's more likely just in a larger city to have folks with heavy weapons that one see, you know, when you're up against somebody with an AK-47 and you just got your whatever police issue weapon. So they have the, you know, tanks and SWAT teams and other things. So
you're kind of in favor of that?
I have no public opinion on that whatsoever. I'm just saying that it doesn't surprise me when you're faced with what are often heavily armed individuals, then your response is what? To be heavily armed yourself. So,
yep. And that, of course, is going to cause people who want gun control to grab a hold of that idea and say, okay, we've got to make sure that the criminals can't get a hold of these amazingly lethal weapons. And I don't think that's going to happen in this country right away.
Well, if it hasn't happened, given everything that has occurred thus far, it doesn't. And I talked to a congressman or a senator recently, congressman. I can't remember. I talked to somebody. Sleep deprivation is taking over. And it was Senator Toomey and his weapons bill. He said, I don't see that going forward. It was Senator Toomey. He and Joe Manchin from West Virginia had a gun control bill that was out there. And he said he doesn't see it having a prayer of passing right now.
Yeah, I don't either, right? Because we have certainly had the tragedies that should bring up some conversation. Pardon me. It's a good thing we have a cough switch.
That's why we have the cough switch.
I would have sent that cold out to, well, it's not a cold, it's allergies out to everybody. But there is an interesting topic of conversation that we can't have, is whether or not guns should be more regulated, less regulated. Should every college kid carry a gun? Should there be guns in the high school? Should there be guns in church? All of these things, oddly, are being debated. And whether you have a public opinion on that or not, do you think this is a debate that will ever get any place in this country?
It is so hard to say. I think we've circled back around to the same thing we were talking about earlier, where folks go so far to one end or the other that they don't allow any room for conversation. And that's not everyone. And I'm not making a blanket statement, but there are a lot of people who they're, you know, my stance is this, and that's where it is, and you can't take my gun. Okay, but what about these other things? And they don't want to. It's the same. Wow, I'm going to make a really bad analogy, and then we're going to get phone calls, but
oh,
whatever.
Good. We need phone calls.
This is so bad. But it is the same type of conversation that has been had over the years about abortion versus a woman's right to choose, or, you know, abortion rights, you know, those sorts of things. The rights of the unborn child versus the rights of the woman. It's the same, though. That conversation was so polarized, and it still is, but at some point it came to where we got to Roe v. Wade. I don't know that gun control, because it has the constitutional aspect of it, I think that is the biggest sticky wicket why the conversation also doesn't move forward, because they're like, but it's in the Constitution.
A funny thing, the same people that argue for gun rights, and certainly that's in the Constitution, the question would be the wording, but it's certainly in the Constitution, so is the legalized abortion of women's, well, let's say women's right to choose is also constitutional. And I don't hear Wayne LaPierre out there saying, hey, you know, it's in the Constitution, so there should be no repression of women for wanting to choose the way they reproduce.
Right. The gun issue is going to be long and hard fought, and there are correct opinions on both sides that I can see validity in some of what each side of that says, but there has to, you know, if you want to get somewhere on it, you're going to have to compromise. And unfortunately, getting anything done, again, we've circled right back around to where we were at 8:30, getting anything done is really difficult.
Okay. Kevin's back. Hi there, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
We're going to take a break here for the news. Jennifer Wakeman will have the news after the news, and then we will be back with an open day on the Mark. Thank you for Jennifer for being here. Thank you, Rob, for coming in. Don't forget, this program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company down there on 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and you are listening to WKOK in Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Than Mitchell.
Well, good
I'm better
morning.
Looking than Mark Lawrence.
Oh, there's not even a contest there, Jennifer. I'm sorry. Jennifer Wakeman is sitting in for Mark Lawrence this morning, who is, I understand, mowing his lawn this morning or building a fence.
No, he's in the North Pole measuring the thickness of the ice at the polar ice cap.
But you just made that up.
You don't know. Have you met him? He might do that.
You know what? Okay. I just thought about it. I've known him for many, many years. Yep, he would definitely do that.
Told you.
Hey, welcome back to our friend Kevin. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
let me know.
Sorry. All right. Liar, liar, pants on fire,
Kevin.
Did you
just spit up your coffee
a little
what?
Bit. Sorry.
Yes, Jennifer just spit it all over the table here. I'm happy that you're happy, and I think I know why, because I think probably toward the end of the program today, we can talk about some of the sports ball going on, huh?
Well, that'll be later on, yeah. That'll happen later on. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, NFL starting and high school football, but...
And you're very involved in the high school football. And
somewhat, yeah. I have some things I do for it. So.
One or two.
What, every day, all day, pretty much, 24/7, he's in the sports department.
But I was a little bit late today because it's my last chance to take advantage of the 2016 Ford F-250 from Sunbury Motors.
Were you helping somebody move?
Yeah, well, I wanted. Listen, they said this thing really hauls. I had to find out exactly what they meant by that. And
what did you haul?
And they were right. I mean, there's a lot of room in the back of this for about, and not 30,000 tons, but about 30,000 pounds of equipment that you can haul in the back. As I said earlier this week, this vehicle is kind of built to make money, but also has some recreation capabilities, too. It's available in the regular cab, super cab, and crew cab, 4x4, 4x2 as well. Plus, you can get a towing package. It's available in a Powerstroke V8 turbo diesel with manual push-button start, plus has the automatic select shift that will give you the opportunity to make the shift on your own. Also available in the 6.2-liter gasoline engine with a 6-speed automatic. Has towing packages available, has the tow accessory for brakes on the trailer, and you can control that from inside the vehicle. Plus, you actually have a lot of the comfort features like leather interior, heated and air-cooled seats, and the big 8-inch display with rear backup camera and alert system that you would find in a sedan, too. So not only will it make you money, but it will actually entertain you as well and give you some recreation time. And with plenty of outlets and plenty of accessory ports and a 110 outlet itself, you'll be able to charge just about anything you need inside the vehicle for work or play.
I think I could live in it.
You could. You could actually live in it, and you could plug a DVD player into it and be able to watch some things, maybe even plug the output of your PC into the screen there, and then you'd be able to have a little entertainment center as well. That's from Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury. The Ford F-250, available in 350 and 450, the XL, XLT, and the Lariat from Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury.
And to follow up on that, Kevin, On the Mark is brought to you by that very motor company. 100 years in the business. They opened up in 1915. I'll bet they never thought, wow, we'll be celebrating 100 years, but they are under the same family leadership, and they are sponsoring On the Mark, and I think have from the very beginning of the show, and we appreciate that.
And if you watch later today on follow me on Twitter at Kevin Herr and watch my Periscope feed, we'll be debuting a brand new vehicle later on today. It will be actually later on this morning.
Are you going to Vanna White your new vehicle?
I'm going to Vanna White the new vehicle.
Nice.
From Sunbury Motors Kia this week. So I'll be looking for that.
Do you know what it is, or are you just going to be surprised?
That's all part of the tease.
Oh, come on, tell us.
It's part of the tease. So if you want to see it early, there's one of two places you can find out: on Periscope. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin Herr, and you can also hear about it tonight during the Shikellamy at Jersey Shore football game.
Okay.
Or I'll just find out early and tell you.
Okay, I'll wait for that. I mean, you're in the news. You'll find out.
That's what I do.
This is a closely guarded secret, though.
Yeah, right.
And we have an open day today from now until 10 o'clock. Jennifer Wakeman is here. On the other side, Kevin Herr. This is Than Mitchell sitting in for, I guess, Mark Lawrence. No, I'm sitting in for me. You're sitting in for Mark and
something like that. Maybe Joe McGranahan. I don't know.
Yeah, you never can tell. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line to join us in our conversation is brought to you by that very Hometown Pharmacy group. Let's see. There's the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, which is, oddly enough, in Northumberland. You might be surprised to find the Danville Pharmacy is in Danville, Lewisburg Pharmacy in Lewisburg, and this gets a little silly because Mifflinburg Pharmacy is in Mifflinburg. My point is, they are hometown pharmacies. They get to know your name, and they will watch your medicine carefully so you don't get hurt, which is very important. And oftentimes, Mark tells everybody, if you spend a dollar here, it makes $10 in the area. If you spend a dollar in a big box store, it gets sent off to where? Poughkeepsie, New York or something.
I have a friend in Poughkeepsie. She might like that.
But listen, tell her it's coming.
Okay.
Home of Marist College, and also
Kevin Bacon lives there.
Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, is that right?
Graduate of Marist.
Oh, and is your son looking up there?
I like
at
Kevin
Marist?
Bacon better than I like Bill O'Reilly. I'm just saying.
No, my son is not looking there. Bucknell just played Marist this past weekend, so I still have that in my mind.
I knew where you were going with that. I got the Bucknell Marist connection.
We do have an in-mail e-basket, actually an email in-basket, on the market, WKOK.com. Lenape Solar is our sponsor there. It's located at 140. South 2nd Street in Sunbury. Boy, I think that was an Agway store at one time some years ago. It was several other things, a plumbing store. And now, by golly, it's Lenape Solar on 2nd Street. And with the streets torn up in Sunbury, you just have to make an extra turn to get there. And they'd be glad to talk to you at Lenape Solar. They invite you to harness the power of the sun for a brighter tomorrow, and I will let you know that Mark is wrong. They don't use a tiny little wire. It's actually a ribbon that's connected to the sun. And one of our sponsors also, the Groninger Insurance Company, is located at Front and Duke Streets, Northumberland. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 4:30. Saturday by appointment. You can find them on the web. Web, the World Wide Web at www.Groninger Insurance Company. I'm sorry, let's start that again. www.groningerinsurance.com. Jennifer Wakeman, do we have some news?
Some news. In case you haven't looked at a calendar, today is the 14th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and a private service is being held today at Ground Zero for victims' family members. And later today, potentially thousands of people will probably flock to that area. That's what they're expecting. President Barack Obama is observing the anniversary with a visit to Fort Meade, Maryland, in recognition of the military's work to protect the country. There are other observances around the country. And in our area, tonight, there will be one at the King Street Park at 6 p.m. in Northumberland. Dick Simpson of Post 44 in Northumberland says that they'll have the St. Louis de Montfort Academy band from Herndon. They'll be playing from 6 to 7. And then there will be a service at 7 o'clock at the gazebo that they will remember those who perished in the attacks of 9/11 and also those who sacrificed their all in the ensuing war on terrorism. The Shikellamy JROTC will be part of that as well. They will honor the Northumberland and Point Township Police and Fire Departments, and everyone is encouraged to attend that.
Let's all kind of remember that this day has a a special connotation since 9/11/01, and kind of remember what happened. And I would say continue on with life, because life is very important, and not the fear that I hear so often. We have very little to fear except our own fear. So let's remember this, and let's remember it in the right way.
Correct. I would say somebody else said that actually on our Facebook page when we posted the story yesterday about the observances that were, and the one that was happening tonight in Northumberland. They said, just move on. Well, yes, but
move on, but remember.
Right.
And for heaven's sakes, don't worry all the time. The world is not yet coming to an end.
Not yet. At least, well, not today. That'll be a great news story, but no, not today.
I just hope you're here to report.
That's
it.
Right.
And I'm here to hear it.
There you go. The world's coming to an end. There you go. One local school district is a step closer to having its own police force. The Lewisburg Area School Board voted unanimously to hire an officer to patrol Kelly Elementary School. A petition will be filed at the Union County Courthouse to get the court's approval for the position. The pilot program will be evaluated at the end of the school year. If it's successful, the district could seek to expand its force to cover all four buildings. Matt Burrows, a retired state trooper, was nominated to fill that part-time position. Burrows would be permitted to make arrests on the grounds and issue citations. He would also patrol the interior and exterior of the school and become the district's truant officer. I haven't thought about a truant officer since I watched Bugs Bunny cartoons. But
were you ever picked up by a truant?
No.
You went to school
Please.
Every
I went
day,
to school
religiously.
Yes, I liked school.
Do you like the idea of having a police force that attends to the school? That's a tough
That's
one.
A hard, that's such a hard question.
That
and
is
I,
a hard
I
question.
Credit the school district for trying to take some action and figuring out what's best. There are lots of different ideas out there. They've talked about a school resource officer who works more, who is there full-time in a building and is there not just to protect the kids from outside threats, but also to deal with things in the building, fights and such. Then you have this, which is not a school resource officer position. We talked to Dr. Mark Duraco when they first announced this a couple of weeks ago that they were looking into it. And he said it's not a school resource officer. It's part-time. It's patrolling the grounds during the day, making sure that security is correct, doors are not propped open, that there's no threat on the facility. But if something happened, they can detain students until authorities come. They can make arrests. They can issue citations. So I don't know the full scope of what that's going to entail, and I don't think they do either completely.
Well, yeah, this is kind of an experiment. I
yes,
believe they were hiring the Buffalo Valley Police Force to come in.
They have a contract with them. They monitor the buildings from the exterior when the kids are going in and out in the mornings and the afternoon. I think in the afternoons as well. So while the buses are coming and parents are coming to drop the kids off, if you go past any of the buildings at Lewisburg, you'll see a police car somewhere if you're looking for it.
Are the men that are being hired, men and women being hired, who will be the policemen in the school, will they be armed? Okay, they will be
but
armed.
But not by the school. They can have their own. If I understand it correctly, they will have their own service service weapon.
But they will be trained police people.
Correct. Yeah, this is not like, they're not going to hire you.
No,
Than.
No. Good thing. Real good thing.
Somebody give Than a gun and a badge and let's see what happens. Oy.
You just saw me run out the door. Any more news there?
Sure. Let's see. There's an open house, I guess is the best word for it. It's scheduled for Wednesday. Monroe Township is updating their comprehensive plan, and they are scheduling an open house for Wednesday the 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Township Building on 39 Municipal Drive in Sealands Grove with the idea of getting public input as to the comprehensive plan. There have been a lot of changes. There are changes coming to Monroe Township with the pipeline and the thruway and the change to natural gas at the power plant, but also changes in the demographics. They want public input on that. So you are encouraged to attend that on Wednesday. And then finally, for something fun, the annual Fall Fair is set for this weekend in Danville. The 36th annual Arts and Crafts Fair takes over Mill Street tomorrow. It is drawing about 125 crafters and artisans from across the region. Organizers expect about 5,000 folks if the weather holds out, and it runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Danville.
Well, today's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow's going to be a little less beautiful, but I don't think it's going to rain very much. I think it's going
to be until the evening.
Somewhat sunny, and it'll rain maybe after the thing is over.
Correct.
So go to Danville. Have a great time. If you feel uncomfortable, take an umbrella. It's not going to rain that hard. Hey, Jennifer, I don't know whether you listen to this program because I know that you're very busy in the newsroom, but we have a caller who's on the line right now, Paul, who has a way of asking us questions that we feel are unanswerable. How are we doing today, Paul?
Oh, not too bad, but arise a question, and that is if you put police into your schools, what are we teaching the children on how to live in the conditions of what it's like to be imprisoned, or what is the primary purpose that this is going to serve as a learning process for the children?
Well, that is a fairly interesting question. I think one of my feelings about the policemen in the school is it does make it seem like the children should be frightened in the school, and I don't think they should be. Jennifer, you just made a face.
I don't think that's their intent.
I can't speak to what will happen.
But so they're doing it at Kelly Elementary School. That school has about 600 kids in it, if memory serves. So you have one part-time officer with 600 kids and staff. So I think it's more, I'm hoping that, you know, if I had a kid at Kelly, my hope would be that this is someone that they see as, I can go to him if I have a question or a problem or I'm a, you know, something frightens me, you should go to your police officer, as opposed to this is the enforcer. Now, whether that will happen or not, I cannot speak to that. They haven't even done it yet. So,
well, if a mother wanted to celebrate her daughter or her son's birthday and wishes to have a party within the school, are the police going to check the cupcakes and the cakes for files?
I don't believe that is part of his job description, but well, he might want to eat a cupcake.
But this is an indication. What we have become is a society of fear and doubt, when before it was a society of trust and believing. But we got away from that, and now we don't trust anybody. So therefore, we put everybody in a security box. We check them out. We look at them. We frisk them. We do all kinds of things when before it was an organization that was willing to help and get things done. But you're not going to accomplish that if you're going to put people in an area such as a school and then try and control their actions. Because they are supposed to be taught that they have the will and the freedom in order to think. As it was said in the movie Inherit the Wind, that a sponge has a right to think. So if a sponge has a right to think, why are we depriving the children?
A sponge has a right to think. I saw that movie. I didn't remember that. That's kind of interesting. Anyway, interesting call. Thank you very much, Paul. You didn't completely stump us this time. I really do appreciate that. Hi, Lance. How are you this morning?
Riding the crest of a continuous, unending wave of good fortune.
Well, you know what? Watch yourself. There's a rock up ahead. How's it going? How's it going?
You're such a buzzkill fan. Jeez.
Well, fan, I'll tell you, you sound just about like you did 50 years ago.
Well,
I mean, really,
either thank you or not. I don't know which.
Okay.
I was in trouble 50 years ago just as much. And I've known you for that entire length of time, too.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, there's a lot of low hanging fruit out there.
Certainly is.
I was tied up outside there for a while, or it would have called sooner. I think this is a teachable moment for some folks there when it comes to the firearms.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, 50 years, well, not 1980, we had half as many guns as what we have now. You realize that? It's doubled in the last...
probably more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's just about doubled. What happened to the homicide rate?
everything, all violent crime and other crimes went down for the longest time. Right,
right.
Now, violent crime is slightly up, but other crimes are down, I think, were the latest statistics.
Well, in 1980, we had a murder rate of just about 10 per 100,000. It's now just about 5 per 100,000.
So getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. So what it says to me is guns aren't really a factor.
There isn't there an argument, and I'm trying to find it here while I'm talking, so this could not end well. Isn't there a statistic out there, though, that shows that of developed nations, the U.S. has the highest number of gun deaths of anyone ever, anywhere?
Yeah. And
just curious.
Right. Well, that's because we're a melting pot. If you go to, let's say, Great Britain, you'll find that the Anglo-Americans have just about the same homicide rate as they do there. And Britain has gotten so bad with weapons that you can't have a knife sheath on the street. This is serious.
And you say the homicide rate there is the same as here?
No.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
The Anglo-Americans here.
Oh, okay.
If you go to Japan, you'll find the Japanese have a lower homicide rate here than they do over there.
Okay.
And
you feel that that's the you feel that guns are the reason for this?
No.
No, I'm trying to catch up here. I don't see how guns are completely a part of this.
No, that's what I'm saying is they aren't a factor.
Oh, okay.
Whether you have the gun or you don't, it's the same thing.
Okay, that is an interesting statistic. I am wondering, is there a possibility, Lance, that there are people getting guns that shouldn't get them?
Oh, absolutely. There are people getting heroin that shouldn't either. But the same infrastructure, the same, if you want to call it, marketing system that gets a heroin here is going to put guns in the hands of folks that shouldn't have them.
Okay. Well,
I mean, why? Quick thing here, too. If you look at the statistics here, the teachers in Pennsylvania that are on strike have a tremendous amount of unmitigated gall to do so. Now, think about
it. Well, please, tell us what you really think, Lance.
If you saw here, when it comes to spending money per pupil on education in Pennsylvania, we're seventh from the top. When it comes time to hold court for SATs, we're 37th to 39th, depending on what year you look at.
Okay.
Now, don't you think that maybe we're not getting too much bang for the buck?
I totally think you're not looking at it in the depth you have to, what education entails and so forth.
Well,
but it's an interesting thought. Lance, I'm going to have to ask you to call back a little later because we've got a phone call waiting, and I'm way behind in commercials. So
you sound just like Mark Lawrence when you
say
know, that.
I know, and I feel so bad for Lance, but hey, Lance, you'll understand, won't you?
Oh, I do, completely.
Okay.
I understand. Okay.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break here now on the mark. Jennifer Wakeman is my co-host today, as Mark is gone and Ben is gone and
Joe is gone.
One of our On the Mark sponsors is the Groninger Insurance Company. Lenape Solar has our email in basket. That's at onthemark@wkok.com. Hometown Pharmacies toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. And our overall sponsor, the Sunbury Motor Company.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line a few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Every hometown pharmacy has one thing in common. It's all about family.
Hi, this is Terry Trutt from Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills. For nearly 30 years, it's been my privilege to serve my friends, neighbors, and residents of Snyder County and the surrounding areas. And now it's my pleasure to introduce my nephew, Tyler, as the newest pharmacist in the hometown pharmacy family.
Hi, this is Tyler Trutt, and I'm excited to be on board with the Hometown Pharmacy Group. Over the years, I've watched my uncle take the time to get to know each Shade Mountain Pharmacy customer by name. I'm proud to carry on the tradition of service my uncle started in the mid-1980s, and I'm looking forward to meeting all of you very soon.
When they say the Hometown Pharmacy family, they really mean it. The Shade Mountain Pharmacy is just one of five hometown pharmacies providing Central PA families with personalized one-on-one service that you just can't find anywhere else. Hometown Pharmacies in Lewisburg, Norrie, Mifflinburg, Danville, and the Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, making a local difference to every family, every season, every day.
This is Tanya Diddy with Lenape Solar. I've been talking to you about energy savings for a little more than 3 months. Would you be surprised to know that waiting to replace your air conditioning units could be costing you as much as $7 a day? Many energy providers are currently offering rebates for newly installed systems. There's never been a better time to start saving with Mitsubishi Cooling and Heating Systems. It's easy. Just call Lenape Solar at 570-286-1496 for complete details. Lenape Solar, the area's only Mitsubishi Diamond Contractor.
Here's something to think about. How do you know if your insurance is the right price? Have you ever had your insurance reviewed? Do you remember when it was reviewed? And are you getting all the discounts you deserve? Let Groninger Insurance Agency give you a free, no-obligation second opinion on your auto, home, or business insurance. Give the Groninger Insurance Agency a call today at 570-473-8107. They're proud to represent the Erie Insurance Group. It's true. If you're not insured by Groninger Insurance, you're probably paying too much.
We are back on.
Thank you, Kevin.
A good one. By the way, we were talking about gun violence and so forth, and Lance was talking about how gun violence has, or the number of guns gone up, violence has gone down. And we got a note here from an unsigned person who says, as for the drop in homicide and crime in general, this drop also coincides with an increase in abortion rates. I wonder what that says the questioner. What do you think?
I got nothing on that one.
You got nothing on that one?
No, I shouldn't say I've got nothing, but I feel like you're trying to mix apples and oranges on that, but I'm also not a great sociologist. This is the day we find out things I'm not good at. Sociology is not my thing.
Well, sociology, I'd say it's not my thing either. But I do think that there are more factors than one. Lance thinks it's because there are more guns. I think that may be a factor, but I don't think it's the only one. The writer thinks it might be the rise in abortion rates. I don't think that's the only factor. It may be many things, and that may be what a sociologist would tell us in the long run.
We need to find one of those and ask them.
I don't know whether they admit being that or not. Our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, Jennifer, is 1-800-795-9565. Buy local. Every dollar spent locally gets spent locally 10 times over. Lenape Solar has our email in basket. That's on the mark at WKOK.com. They invite you to harness the power of the sun for a brighter tomorrow. And so please do keep the phone calls and emails coming in because, I mean, we're all new here. This is Jennifer's first time on the Mark, although she's been a very competent news person at the radio station for, I guess, a year now.
Just about.
And, Kevin's been here forever. We don't even talk about him.
We can't get rid of him.
No, we've tried. Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Oh, morning. I'm okay. I think you're misunderstanding Vince.
All right, Lance.
Lance, that's right. I always get them too confused.
Okay. Lance. Oh, could be. Tell me about it.
He's saying that the number of guns is independent. It doesn't affect. It has nothing to do with the number of guns.
Oh, it has nothing to do, rather than having a factor in
yes,
it.
Yes, what he says it has to do with is the race populations of America.
Okay.
As he was saying that Anglo-Saxons have the same murder rate that they do in England, and Mexicans have the same murder rate they have in Mexico, and I don't know how he does mixed races, how he figures that in, of course. I wonder if it combines racially, too.
I think that's where fractions come in, I guess.
But that's what he's saying.
Yes, you're right. I did. I know he did say that, and yes, I interpreted it slightly different. I think you're correct. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a very poor argument based on statistics. I wonder if rural blacks have the same murder rate as urban blacks. I wonder if rich blacks have the same murder rate as poor blacks. I wonder if you want to, you know, do some digging and...
He's making my point. We need a sociologist who studies this stuff. I took one sociology class in college, and it was on the sociology of poverty, and that was utterly befuddling to me. Poverty.
That's where the abortion argument actually makes sense, actually.
How so?
With homicide rates. Because it has to do murders, the age group that commits murder the most is, like, you know, the young adults, 18 to 30 or so. And if you have, and especially poor young adults, and abortion has eliminated many poor young adults.
So the emailer would have perhaps something to
say. And therefore the abortion rate the theory is the abortion rate is responsible for the drop in homicide rate, not any of the police techniques they've used or anything else. Now, I don't know. There's no way to prove thoroughly that that's a correct theory, but that's a theory that does have, when it was first made, caused quite a stir, and it's actually, it makes scientific sense. There is a cause and effect and a reason, and it corresponds to other statistics. But, you know, statistical arguments are a little bit, you can look at them various ways and do various things with them, but that one actually has a lot of support.
Okay. Thank you for straightening us out on that. I really think you did. Thanks.
I think it beats better than it's racism, but, you know, then it's the race percentages.
Yeah, I think so, too. And your question about rich blacks, poor blacks, urban, rural, which would match up with also, I would imagine, Asian and Anglo and so
forth. I was just going to say rich anyone, poor anyone. What does that look like? I don't know, but it's a fair question.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. That's always very nice to hear from Chris. And I know sometimes Chris and I agree quite well, and I appreciate him straightening me out on that one. While we have a chance here, can we take a break while this is going? Okay, we cannot. It seems to me we have a...
No, you must keep talking.
Yes, well, I was going to... We apparently are having a little bit of a computer problem. Either that or I think, although I'm not going to say
Kevin,
this,
did you break my computer?
No, I kicked the cord out.
He's not even talking to us now. It's so bad, Kevin won't even talk to us.
But I think he is trying to prepare repair the problem. Yeah, but you still can call in, and we have the Lenape Solar in basket, the email in basket on the mark at WKOK, and of course the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line 1-800-795-9565. You know, I have an email that just popped in here. Let's see if I can get that to open. When discussing law, Who has the most power over man? You'll never guess who this comes from. Thank you, Paul. The supernatural force called God, or a judge on the bench. Is it man, the supernatural force called God, or the judge on the bench? Of all those that are incarcerated, why is it the United States holds 25% of them, of the world, and all of, some of these breaks here are a little tough, hold 25% of the world of all those who are in prison, and why is it when man runs out of things to show improvement, he reverts back to those that were done in the past? Don't understand all of that, Paul, but I, you know, in this country, we are supposed to be a sovereign country, I believe. The founding fathers basically said that. They wanted freedom of religion, any religion that comes along. That means the country is sovereign and allows anybody to believe as they wish to. Now, I'm using a broad definition there. What do you think, Jennifer?
Wow.
So it's our Constitution that is our law, the laws of man.
Correct, but any particular individual may, you know, you still have to work underneath the structures of the Constitution and our judicial system. But if you believe in a higher power, ultimately, if that's what you believe, that doesn't say, oh, well, God's law is this and the law of man is that, and I don't have to obey the law. If you want to do Judeo-Christian ethics, Jesus himself said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So you still have to live under the law that you are given on earth. That's just only because I know that one.
I think maybe that's what happened to the woman, Kim...
Davis?
Davis in Kentucky, is that she forgot the render under Caesar what is Caesar's part, which means that she was hired to do a job and she didn't do her job.
Right. Then she doesn't need to do that job.
Okay, Frank, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I should have took notes of how many points I wanted to express. Let's see. Let's go back to Paul with the police presence in the school. Let's see. Paul, it sounds like you've been out of school for a while. I know a lot of teachers in the Shemokin School District, and, you know, it is a welcome site. It is not a negative.
It's a welcome site, you say.
People feel, the parents especially, it's like, good, somebody's thinking ahead. It's kind of like, yeah, you have a fire department in case you have a fire. You know, that was a ridiculous comment about checking the cookies or the baked goods coming into the classroom. That's just paranoia. Second, how come WKOK doesn't have more women hosts on this program? That's an obvious blind spot to you gentlemen. It's just good to hear a female voice and opinion, and my wife would just kind of like, I'd listen if they had a woman there, maybe. So wake up, guys.
Well, it's because the guys like to sit around and talk while the women are in the newsroom getting all the work done.
Yeah, and boy, I just completely. And so back to the issuing of the licenses in Kentucky. This is just way out there. This is a far out there opinion. What if the woman, and I learned this, had been married like 3-4 times? What if she was rejected and someone had an opinion and said, look, you've been married 3-4 times. I don't think, in my opinion, you should have be granted another license to get married. I mean, what if the table was reversed? She was judging those people that they didn't love each other or whatever the basis was. I just find that whole thing, you know, you said it, this Constitution protects people's choices to worship or not to worship, to worship the God and definition according to their conscience. When Christianity tries to take a stronghold and mandate its belief system upon a person, that is actually a God-given right to choose to believe or not to. I'm a man of faith. I have to recognize people have choices, and they make their choices. We can't have a government that would take away that right. It's very interesting.
I heard a comment last night that a fellow said, it happened to be on a TV show, he said, you know, I don't eat pork. I don't like pork. I'm not going to get a job as a butcher. And I think that that's something to consider. The woman took a job. And now it has changed, no question, because the Supreme Court made a ruling. But she still said, I will uphold the law. She didn't say which laws, all of them.
Right. Yeah. Well, so many points. There's like two or three. But, yeah, KOK, you need some women present in this talk show.
I totally agree. And and I think Jennifer is a good start in the right direction.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Thanks very
much. Just to Frank's point, I was looking this up. I'm trying to read fast. But Kim Davis, the woman from Kentucky, she's been married, I count right now, at least three times herself. Just not that's neither here nor there. I'm just stating a fact.
Okay. Thanks very much, Frank. We appreciate that. Going to take a quick break now. I think everything's back to normal again, whatever that may mean. And don't forget, our program is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Is hot right now, and our first caller is David from Lewisburg. Hi, David. How are you?
Howdy, howdy. Hey, well, congratulations. You have a female voice.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and a smart one too. Doggone it.
Yeah, Jennifer, right?
Jennifer. Yes. Jennifer Wakeman. Remember that name.
Yeah. Before I ask Jennifer a question, it might be a good idea sometime, maybe one day a week or something, to have students on.
Oh.
Or students from different schools. But anyway, Jennifer, let me ask you a question. Are you a feminist?
Oh, I don't like that word.
I'm a feminist.
Well, okay. I was raised by one for sure, but that was in the 70s when women were, you know, the whole women's lib movement and that sort of thing. So I don't necessarily like that word necessarily. I think women are just as strong and powerful and smart as men.
You're a feminist. You're
yeah,
a feminist.
I was
don't
gonna say.
Stick that label on me because I just don't like the connotation of that label.
Well, you look in the dictionary, and the first definition is one who believes in the social, economic, and political equality. Now we have a lot of people that still don't believe that, but we fortunately have a lot that do because of some of the good things that happened in the 60s and 70s. The second definition. Has to do with the activists, the radicals, the people that made some of the changes that made what's happening today possible. But anyway, I wanted to congratulate you and hope to hear more from you, and the very best.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, thank you very much, David. Let's go now to Lance.
You just hung up on him.
I hit the next button and he went away. I didn't mean to. Didn't mean to.
Lance, Than doesn't love you anymore.
I do, Lance. I really do. Call back real quick. The Constitution is not different than any other means of law. It can be amended or repealed. That comes from Paul. That is very true.
Not easily.
That's a big thing. I'll tell you what. We are a little behind here. While we're waiting for that phone call to come in, probably from Lance, if Kevin doesn't mind, let's go do our last commercial break of the hour, if we can.
Here's something to think about. How do you know if your insurance is the right price? Have you ever had your insurance reviewed? Do you remember when it was reviewed? And are you getting all the discounts you deserve? Let Groninger Insurance Agency give you a free, no-obligation second opinion on your auto, home, or business insurance. Give the Groninger Insurance Agency a call today at 570-473-8107. They're proud to represent the Erie Insurance Group. It's true. If you're not insured by Groninger Insurance, you're probably paying too much.
Okay, fill me in. I don't get it.
It's just the words. Invincible. I am invincible.
Okay. Well, you are invincible.
A little Helen Reddy for you there.
Thank you, Kevin. It's better than when I came on the first time ever when I was here in another capacity and I was working at the television station and he played Who Are the People in Your Neighborhood from Sesame Street. So I'll take that.
That's because you were hosting a show called
In Your Neighborhood. I know, but I'll take I'm Invincible over that any day.
Hi, Lance. Sorry if I hung up on you or you hung up on me or whatever happened.
No, I think it was a technical glitch.
Okay, let's call it that. We have short time.
Okay.
And we have another call. I think we're just about out of the ability to take phone calls. What's up, Lance?
Okay. Could you pontificate upon your last statement about education being more than just test scores?
Oh, I don't think education is test scores.
That's okay. All right. Go ahead now.
That's it. I think education is exposing people to facts and figures and learning how to use them. And I am not sure. I, for instance, using myself as an example, I can't take a test worth a darn. I can know the material, but you put me in the test stress, and I don't remember my own name. I don't think that honestly reflects what I have learned.
Well, unfortunately, out there in the real world, it does. And if we're going to get our young adults into institutions of higher learning that are going to bring them the jobs of the 21st century, to be cliched, that's what they're going to need. And if we're not giving that to them, well, we're doing them a terrible disservice.
Well, I'm in favor of the education. I'm just not in favor of these tests that are kind of stressful tests that they weren't put together by educators in many occasions. They're put together by legislators. And I just think we ought to do something different with the testing.
Yeah, well, all we got to do is convince the other side and we're okay, huh?
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling back.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
You are the last call before the weekend happens.
Hey, okay. Well, you'll end on a high note, I hope. And welcome, Jennifer, to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, to me, the Constitution should never be tampered with. The way our forefathers worded that, it's so great that if you tried to change it, you would ruin it, in my opinion.
In every case?
Yeah, in every case, I think you would damage it. It's such a great document. I can't see anything I'd want to change in it.
How about changes in the past, in the Constitution and its friend, the Bill of Rights? Don't you think some of those things, it's good that they were changed?
Well, I think it's good to add the Bill of Rights, the different things onto it, yes. But to go back and change a basic document, I'd never want to tamper with it. To me, and I may be looking at it in the wrong way, I think it's almost like the Ten Commandments. If you try to change it, you're going to do more damage and harm to it.
Okay. All right.
That's just my opinion, Dan.
I appreciate your opinion. Have a wonderful weekend, Dan. And that is a high note that we just ended up with. And, Kevin, I want to leave enough time for you to talk about, and I know you don't have enough time now because we're a little bit late, but talk about this weekend in sports.
Just a busy night on the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting with high school football tonight. Shikellamy traveling to Jersey Shore here on WKOK at 6:30. Lewisburg hosts Montoursville, which should be an entertaining game at Christie. We'll have that on 100.9 The Valley. On Eagle 107, Selinsgrove Grove has their home opener against Mount Carmel. Airtime there set for 6 o'clock. And then finally on 1380 WMLP and 1380WMLP.com, it's Milton playing host to Warrior Run from Alumni Field in Milton, getting underway at 6:30.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Have a wonderful weekend. I know it's kind of your bailiwick now.
Hey, I have some high school football tonight, college football tomorrow night with Bucknell playing host to Duquesne on Eagle 107 with a 5:30 airtime. I'll get a chance to watch all the Penn State game beforehand. And the NFL season gets in full swing on Sunday. It doesn't get much better than this for me.
Hey, thank you, Kevin, for your help this week. Thank you, Jennifer Wakeman, for coming in this morning to fill in. And thank you, all of our sponsors. They're all great people. WKOK, Sunbury.